You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
We're back.
This tune is a reflection of our show. This is how we are when we're getting ready for this right now.
Only we don't have the professional makeup artist to do our makeup. Like, have fun with that.
Yeah, we do. Professional makeup artist over there.
Do you pay me?
Makeup guru over here.
You gotta pay to play, honey.
Hey, you guys. Bing is for doing. If you're tuning in right now, this is the after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Woo! Your favorite Armenian family. So let's go around the table really quickly before we dig into this episode. I am Deanna Vaughn. To my left.
Hi, guys. I'm Susan Hahn.
And I'm Adria Theoritis.
And I'm Giselle Ugarte, always tweeting live during the show at Giselle Ugarte on Twitter.
Yes, Giselle is our social media guru, so if you have a question, a comment, she's reading it, and she's going to hit you right back.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to, I'm probably going to say this wrong, but OsmaM008, always tweeting, retweeting, watching. So we love you. Thank you.
Nice. Yay. We also want to give a big shout out to Mr. Scott Disick.
Lord Disick.
We understand that he's home babysitting. He was supposed to be here today, but he's going to, you know, come and hit us up on another day. But Scott,
daddy duty. Hope
you're watching. We understand you got daddy duty, two kids. And from what we saw tonight, you're doing a pretty damn good job of it. So thanks, Scott. We'll break out the champagne next time. All right. So this is an interesting episode. It started out kind of light, kind of fun, and then it got a little deep, you know? First off, okay.
You think it started off a little...
Well,
I think it started off kind of deep and awkward.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I guess I said light because, you know, it's Kim going through her closet. And let's go around the room and talk about that. But I don't know. I kind of saw that as something a little, you know, lighthearted compared to what we dig into a little later. But what do you guys think about Kanye, like, basically telling Kim, get rid of all your stuff because I'm the fashion expert and I'm going to get you new clothes? Like, what do you think about that?
I don't necessarily think that he kind of addressed it like that. I mean, we've definitely seen her image change throughout this season.
Yep.
And we all, you know, because we know in the media in real time that she is dating Kanye.
Right.
And she's definitely having more of that natural look. And we, you know, we all discussed that Kanye's influence.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, I don't think it was necessarily he's like, you need to get rid of all your stuff. I think that she asked him for his advice. And he was, yeah, this is pretty ghetto. Some of your shit is pretty ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he made her that option where if you are going to get rid of your stuff, I'll replenish it with some couture, with some classier pieces for you.
Right.
And he even made a comment, like, because she, I think, was trying on a dress and she goes, oh, I want it lower. And he's like, I like it more natural.
Well, I mean, we're not talking about, like, a few pairs of jeans either. Like,
right.
She did an overhaul on her whole entire closet. Like,
right.
I would have loved to be the recipient of those leftovers. So I guess my question is, like, do we think that as a boyfriend, like... You know, like, how would you feel if your boyfriend said, okay, you know, let's go through your closet and get rid of things you don't need, and this is what you do need. Like, did you see it as a sense of control?
It's not that he gave her an ultimatum and said, like, if you don't clean out your closet, I'm going to leave you, or I'm going to break up with you, or your clothes are hideous, you know, you're not stylish, it's whatever. He basically said, well, look, if you clean out your closet, I'll replenish it with brand new, you know, beautiful designer things. And I'm sure with her, she gets tons of free clothes, tons of free samples that she can afford to live without a lot of that stuff that's just going to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see anything particularly wrong with that. And he's not asking her to completely, you know, adopt a new style. It's not as though he was forcing certain things on her.
Yeah.
You know, a little healthy change. I didn't think there was really anything wrong with it. I can think of a million girls that would gladly take a Kanye West shopping spree.
Right.
You know, to get rid of their entire closet. So
I just, both of you guys are in fashion and,
right.
you know, we're all into beauty. We, you know, we're women, we love, we're very in tune with what's in trend, but there's a huge difference between what's trendy mm-hmm. and having style. And she made a comment saying, well, you know, I want to just be more of an individual. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yes, Kim was always dressed to the nines. She's always right. done it very pristine, but that doesn't mean she has style.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe with Kanye, Kanye does have style. Now, everybody might not like him, but he does have style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's half of, I mean, that's
always trying new things.
Right. And as an artist, he's always revolving as an artist, and I think he's having a good influence on mm-hmm. her, and it's just, we would love to see mm-hmm. Kim evolve as a reality TV star,
right?
If like yeah. I don't think that you know. Kanye came in as a big fashion monster to her
yeah.
to
yeah.
be like, you need to get rid of this and this, and then I'm gonna put this and this in here.
I've seen men with more control issues in terms mm-hmm. of wardrobe, like, oh yeah. that's too low, that's too high, don't wear that, you know. It's, I didn't see it as being unhealthy, and if anything, she's changing for the better without right. losing mm-hmm. a sense of herself.
Because it's always been about Kim. She's never gotten any, no one else has ever kind of, she's never let anyone else help her, I feel like. And now she kind of appreciates his, you know, opinions and, you know, his advice on kind of in the fashion world, because that's his expertise now.
I get it. And I'm not saying that it was like this big, like, I'm Kanye and I'm controlling. I didn't see it like that. But I was just thinking, okay, well, here she's like overhauled her whole entire closet. It didn't seem like something that she was really that into the idea. Now, what girl wouldn't love like new clothes? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just saw it as, I don't know. There was something I didn't like about it.
Is this because of his song Perfect Bitch and because she's being so compared to Beyonce with the whole natural look? I mean, she's just not wearing her weave anymore. She barely does.
That I like.
But I think it's for the better. All of this is for the better.
I think I have a problem with a man coming in and a man that you're dating coming in and saying, do you think you want to like clean out your closet? We'll get you new clothes. But because I don't know, I think I would take that as, okay, well, what's wrong with, you know, what I was wearing? I mean, I can't even talk. She does, you know, run a store. She runs mm-hmm. a fashion store. Mm-hmm. They are buyers for the store. So you can't discount that she does know something about fashion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't think there's like a offense taken there. I think right. that it's, she's just so swept off her feet by him that she, Kanye has put her up on a pedestal. Like, she is his girl. Like, he, you know, kind of does want, you know, the relatedness to the Beyonce and Jay-Z. He wants that it girl. And I think,
and
you
she
know,
has to look a certain way
exactly.
to be in his arms.
And
so
Kim loves that status and loves being that, like, she will do that for him.
Well, remember the London episode? He had, like, a surprise full of, like, clothes racks for her in London. Mm-hmm. And it was probably things that she probably would have never have looked at, but then realizes, wow, this looks stunning on me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then we also had a debate, who makes more money? And I think we were debating, you thought Kim made more and Kanye actually makes more.
Mm-hmm.
So she's actually, I think for the first time in her life in a relationship, maybe she's trying to live up to someone else's.
Exactly.
Not someone else's standard, but kind of a, you know, she's kind of always had the men falling for her, and now she's kind of like, okay, well, he has a higher status than me, and I need to step up my game.
And she's stepping out of
exactly.
her comfort zone, too, because she is very much a control freak. She's super right. OCD, and she even said that, you know, when her father was still alive, one of the things that she did was she helped people organize
right.
their closets. That's
right.
I think that's even how she met Paris Hilton, or,
right.
you know, her
she
claim to
closets,
fame.
Right.
And so now she's having someone else come into her closet. And
right.
not only that, but it's not like Kanye and her had their own little like date day where he went through her clothes. He actually brought in a professional,
right.
you know, another stylist with a
right.
different aesthetic, and gave her the option of clothes to choose from.
Right.
It's not like he was like, all right, these are out, these are mm-hmm. in there.
Right.
I wish we had a little bit more backstory
yeah.
as like the new clothes that came in. who did she help in that process? Like, who helped pick them out? Was it just him? Was it him saying, okay, I think she's going to look good in that and that and that?
Well, this is to my point before. Just because you have money and because you know what's in trend, it doesn't mean that you know fashion.
Oh,
that
I agree. 100%. Exactly. 100%. I wish we knew a little bit more backstory, because I think my issue is that, like, a man coming in and saying, well, you know, we're going to be going here and there and hang out with these people, so you need to look a certain way to be around me.
Yeah, but at the end of the day,
that's the issue I have.
No, at the end of the day, men are going to get away with shit that women are going to let them get away with.
Right.
So if that's what happened, then that's what happened.
Right.
You know, so, yeah. I mean, I guess we have to wait and see what really happened between them, or, you know.
So that's my thing. I'm not saying he's, you know, this big, mean, controlling, you know. I didn't like the way it was presented.
He seems kind of shy on camera, if you guys.
Oh, yeah. He's so shy. He's like, he's awkward and quiet.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
He seems very bashful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the camera is going to make him nervous, because he's used to, like, performing.
Right.
He's not used to, you know, being real in his, like, you know, own kind of element and being, you know,
followed around with cameras.
Yeah.
And I've actually heard that before. I have friends that have worked with him, whether it was behind the scenes or, you know, as artist, stylist, whatever. And they've said that he is misconstrued in that way, where they think he's this arrogant person who, you know, stood up for Beyonce and made Taylor Swift look foolish on television, but in actuality,
that was the best thing that ever could have happened to Taylor Swift, let me tell you. The best thing.
Like, ever.
They think that he's, like, this awful, like, arrogant human being, when in actuality, you know, he is a performer, but his silence is...
Right, but I don't think that you bring up the Taylor Swift thing is going to give
good
him
example.
More. Because at the end of the day, that was a...
It was a stupid thing for him to do, but that's how they view him, as being this person who steps all over people, or who is, like, really arrogant or very full of himself, and in actuality, it's not that way, that he's a lot more reserved.
I mean, I think he just might have different sides of him at the end of the day.
Yeah. You know,
everybody does. He's a performer, so he's going to have a performer face in that facade, and then, you know, now he's in the spotlight a lot more because of this relationship. So I'm sure we're going to get to see a different side of him altogether. So, I don't know.
But I like them. I like seeing them affectionate with each other.
Kissy, kissy, hug,
they've definitely grown on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now that we know that it's real, you know, and they're really putting it out there that this is a real relationship and this is something that they both want. And, yeah, so it's going to – we'll see the journey. moving on. So this episode we also see is what I like to call Kim Elfish. Kim Selfish. So what do you – I don't know. Do you like that term, Kim Elfish?
It sounds like the Jewish –
Kimmelfish. Oh, Gefilte fish. That's what you think about. No.
Cuttlefish.
Pickled herring or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, gross. Anyway, so how
Kim
do you
– Kimfish.
Kimfish.
Kimfish? Never mind. Kimfish.
So what do you guys think about her sister's, you know, comments that –
Kim Berrigant.
Kim's arrogant.
Kimberly arrogant.
Kim Berrigant. It sounds like a street in Brentwood or something.
Barrington.
I know. No, but what do you guys, like, do you think there's any validity to what Courtney and Chloe, like, how they're feeling in terms of Kim wanting to branch out and do stuff on her own versus, like, being with all the sisters? Like,
again, I think it's how she's approaching it. And I think, again, this has to do with Kanye's influence about her being an individual and standing out, because they're all very, you know.
So you think this is his influence, her wanting to do stuff on her own?
I think it's his influence, as in, she should be more of an individual. We're all brought into this world as individuals, you know what I mean? And I think that's, especially, we talked about this before with music, you know, artists, musicians versus television personnels. Artists is like, you know, they really express who they are, and they're all about just themselves and, like, expressing and being creative and being 100% true to who they are. Mm-hmm. And I think that Kim, A, has a bad reputation because she puts up a facade, or maybe she tries to be what the limelight wants her to be, I guess. And maybe he's just encouraging her to maybe be more of an individual. And maybe she's taking that into saying, well, I need to break out from my sister because she's so overwhelmed with what's going on.
I think that, like, they're trying to intertwine two things that are unrelated. Because I think the fight with Kim being in the spotlight started way before Kanye even came into the picture.
Right.
And it's funny because Khloé brings up, like, oh, well, why wouldn't you want Kardashian on it? You know, Kardashian's gotten you really far. Like, the name Kardashian's gotten you really far in life. But in reality, okay, yeah, I know Rob Kardashian, huge attorney, you know, had music things back in the day. But if it wasn't for Kim's sex tape, there wouldn't have even been attention for keeping up with the Kardashians, you know?
True.
So Kim kind of catapulted them into the spotlight on her own with her own individual entities.
But I have to interject here. That is true, but at the same time, it was her family that cleaned up her image. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because if their family wasn't around, she would just be a sex tape whore.
Right.
But because she had her family to back her up,
and that's
what cleaned up her
sex tape whore.
That's what cleaned up her image. Do you know what I mean?
Different show.
Different show. But like I said, I don't think it's about her trying to branch out. I think it's about how she's approaching it, and maybe how she's telling her sisters that she wants to branch out.
Well, I mean, because truth be told, she's got two friends. Fragrances. That's just her name only. She's promoted them. And we kind of talked about this as we were watching it. I think each of the sisters, Khloé and Kourtney, I think they have enough star power on their own at this point that if they wanted to branch out and do different things, they could. But I think they're all choosing not to because I think
they're stronger together.
Yeah, as collectively, the three girls, I think they are much stronger. Like they have a stronger name, a stronger brand.
I think what Susan said before was the way Kim approached things to them. She's just cold going into it. She just looks heartless as she's talking about it. And in that meeting for the Kardashian Chroma, the makeup line, she's just well, I'm not, you know, just kind of bratty, just not compromising at all. And if she really cared to stand out as an individual, I think that the family would understand if she did it in a nicer manner.
Yeah. Right. And you know? And in this season, she's definitely gone more natural. And she goes, well, I don't wear fake lashes anymore. Well, you know what? It's like, you guys have this certain image. It's like,
you can't change everything.
Your fans are kind of like, you know, that's what you guys are known for, is this total glam.
Right.
And yeah, we see that they're not always glamorized all the time, and we appreciate that. But when we think of the Kardashians, we think about glamour. We think about fashion. We think about over the top, you know, diamonds, glitz, glamour.
Not like sweat.
And so and now that she wants to tone it down, of course her sisters are freaking out. Like,
what do you mean?
Is the brand that we built. Like, what's going on?
Now, do we think the toned down version of Kim? I think that's a result of Kanye, for sure.
That's a fact, for sure. Definitely.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, Kourtney and Scott and Lamar and Khloé, they're so much funner. I don't even know if funner is a word, but they're more entertaining to watch. You know?
They just don't stress about little things.
No, seriously, Kourtney is like my BFF. And Khloé,
I want her to come with Scott. Friend in my head. Yes, she is. Because she's real. You know, I feel like with her, she's forgotten that the cameras are there.
Yeah.
And she's just being herself. Whereas, you know, sometimes we can feel like people are kind of playing up to the cameras or whatever and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, they all are. You've never seen them without makeup on camera at all.
Well,
you know, they all wake up with smoky eyes in the, you know, at 8 in the morning.
With the Mac O baby on their lips.
I mean, you could play it off a little bit more convincingly, but, you know, I guess they've been playing the game long enough.
I would be in the bed with the foundation.
Like waking up with a full smoky eye.
I know.
Like at least wear like no makeup makeup. Come on.
Right. Yeah, I feel you.
Like red lips in bed.
Kourtney acts like
8 hour long wear.
It was on last night. Yeah. Didn't rub off. So.
But Kourtney acts like the younger sister now. In that therapy session, she didn't act like the older kind of, you know, motherly kind of type that the older sibling usually is. Well, I feel like Kim just kind of rules the entire
thing. I think Kourtney knows when to take a step back. And I think Kim, in this episode, she just kind of showed a side of her that was really ugly. You know, I mean, it's like if a question's directed to Kourtney, she like answered. Or if a question was directed to Rob, she interjected and was like, and I mean, if Khloé and Kourtney feel upstaged by their sister Kim, imagine how Rob is feeling.
I know how
upset he is that he had a breakdown on camera because he's just like,
it's like hyperventilating.
Yeah.
Well,
he has so much, you know, he has so much, he's like oppressed. Like he has so much that's inside of him that he can't let it out.
And Kim just keeps jabbing him.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, too, is that Kim's, you know, selfishness and all the attention for her, it goes more than just her own attitude and her own reaction to things and, like, her own businesses. It's the way that the public perceives her. The public does favor her regardless. She's known as the pretty one.
Right,
she's known as the one who makes all the tabloids because she's the one who has the new boyfriend every couple of months.
Okay,
she's the one that does
reason.
The over-the-top purchases. Whereas, you know, Chloe and Courtney, they are a little bit more reserved.
They are.
By choice. Now,
this episode is when Oprah interviewed her.
Right.
Okay,
this is the Oprah interview.
In the Oprah interview that we saw on OWN, Kim seemed so different. She seemed like she truly, genuinely changed. She seemed more humble.
She did.
She seemed more like she took a step back. She's more down to earth. And she goes, you know, I finally realized it's not about me. This is the same episode. Now, behind cameras, after Oprah said bye, it was nice meeting you guys, she became this, like, ugly, selfish, like, me person.
Again. Even with the makeup line.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is it. So it's like, how are we supposed to have this connection with Kim if she's with Oprah? Because she was very likable on that interview.
Oh, she was very likable.
Okay.
I think
that's
what we all felt bad.
We all made a comment about
that. And then when we see what happens after Oprah leaves, it's like, who are you?
Yeah,
she's back
So it's kind of like, what was that?
It was very strange, too. And we pointed that out because that was also when we were like, you know what? This is great. Maybe she's going to have the relationship be completely off camera. Maybe she really is going to be selfless. Because she actually made a comment, too, about, for example, the makeup line and her blog about how it's no longer about her. It's about her fans.
Right.
And then you see her in the makeup meeting and she's talking about, well, I don't wear fake eyelashes.
Like
this. And then Kanye has been in basically every single episode, every single Instagram photo, every single tweet.
Yep.
And so it is very interesting now seeing the parallels on this episode right next to each other.
Yep. And, I mean, you brought up Rob before, and I was going to, you know, dig into that. But I think just the whole Oprah interview and how Rob is just feeling discounted as, you know, part of that family, I think there's something that we need to consider, though, because it sounds to me like there have been a lot of opportunities that Rob has been given, like the sock line and just different things. But I think the reason why he's been feeling left out and, like, the businesses is because it sounds like his mom sets up stuff for him, but he doesn't follow through.
Right. But
that's what it sounded like.
But there's power in numbers.
Right.
So even though it was Kim, there's always Courtney and Chloe to back her up.
True.
Because it was a group thing.
True.
Now, Rob, yes, you know, his mom might have set something up.
True.
But you know what? He doesn't have brothers or sisters to brainstorm, like, okay, this is what I want to do.
I get
when you
it,
have
but...
three sisters that's going into that small Dash store that basically capitalize what they have right now, it was three of them. I really doubt that Kim was able to do everything on her own.
But you know what, though? You can't sit back and complain that I don't have this going on like they do and I don't have that going on like they do when stuff is set up and you don't show up for it.
I think what he's complaining about and where his hurt is coming from is that what he's asking his mom to do at a 25-year-old, there's only two things a parent can give you, and that is love and support. And that is not, that's what he's not receiving that from his mom right now.
Yeah.
He's not asking her, like, please wipe my ass and please go to this store and clean the windows and make me lunch every day. What he's asking for is support, as much support as he's giving his sisters.
But not just career-wise, though. It's clearly a lot
everything.
Deeper.
A lot,
it's a lot deeper. A lot deeper. And that's why he broke down, is that it's more than just the business. It's, it's speaking up at supper, answering his own questions, you know, doing an interview where he actually gets to talk about his self for once, you know, asking, how are you? Can I help you? And it goes a little bit both ways, because I have seen situations where there would be help available, but he's too shy to ask for it.
Yeah.
But I've also seen situations where he has asked for help, and then they end up, you know, telling him how he feels. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that really bothered me about Kim today during the therapy session, is that I understand where she's coming from, because for me, I've tried, you know, various forms of whatever therapy for different things maybe in my past where it just doesn't work for me, because I logically will realize, okay, I'm acting crazy. This is why I'm acting crazy. And I can't necessarily, the professional ends up not, you know, giving me any help, because I've already told her, well, I think I'm feeling this way because blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So I get it. But the thing that bothered me is that she wouldn't let people talk or answer the questions. Mm-hmm. And she would instead try to intervene and, you know, analyze whoever. Well, this is why you're doing da, 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 da. But it ended up being so much deeper. And I thought it was wonderful to see Courtney, who normally is like, stone game face, too, cares the least, doesn't need other people's approval. She's crying and Kim's just kind of sitting here.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how the next episode goes.
Well, you see Courtney crying. You see Chloe getting up, and she follows her brother.
Right.
And you see Kim on her Heidi Mighty
chair. Both her and Chris.
Yeah,
we're just sitting there.
Kim knows that she's favored. Yeah. And Chris admits that she favors Kim.
Did you hear what Chris said when Kim came downstairs for the Oprah interview? She's like, of course my favorite daughter is the first one here.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
In the lie detector test, she admitted it.
That's right.
She talks about it all the time.
But this is not we've seen it in episodes and different seasons where she said, yeah, Kim's my favorite. And it's just, I think it's disgusting.
I just think Rob thinks that he's just kind of pushed out of the family. Like, he's not valid enough.
Right.
Like, I was on the end, with Kylie taking the picture with Oprah. He's like, and I didn't really get my time. Like, I just think that he just feels pushed out in so many different ways.
There's a lot of vagina in that family.
It'd be very easy for him to get lost. To your point, if Chloe and Courtney are feeling, upstaged by Kim, excellent point. Like, of course he is, because now you've got the two younger sisters. They're getting older. They're doing tons of stuff, 17 Magazine and all this stuff. And still, Rob is, kind of odd man out.
I feel like he respected his dad so much. His dad did so much. I think that Rob has the pressure on him. He puts himself down the most.
He's got the pressure of carrying on the family name.
Right. Because he wants to live up to that. I feel like he's struggling to live up to that because he's putting himself down because he doesn't feel the love and support backing him up.
Yeah.
As well.
I agree.
It's interesting because he's the youngest and the only boy. So you'd almost think that he would be the favored child, right. And he is following his dad's footsteps.
He would have been, but she also married Bruce Jenner and had two children with Jenner.
Like, right.
So she has her Jenner daughters. You know what I mean? And Rob is still a Kardashian, where all three of these girls are super successful. One has two babies, one's married, and one is
dating Kanye West.
the stars in the sky, and then there's Rob. And I just think that Chris is doing a poor job balancing out her love and support to all four of her Kardashian children. Because she has Bruce to back her up with the two younger ones. You're a parent until the day you die. That's what you signed up for when you gave birth. That is why I'm not a parent right now. I'm just saying, for you parents out there, you can't abandon your children. Gotta love and support.
Can't pick favorites.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see going forward because, I don't know who here, if you guys have ever been in therapy before. You mentioned that you have. But the one thing about therapy, I was in therapy for 2 years. The best thing ever. But the one thing about therapy is that it's not just a quick fix. It's not a one meeting. You have to trust the person, the therapist. You have to open up, and it takes time, So it makes me wonder if, I know we got to see it on this episode, a family therapy session, but it makes me wonder if this is something that they've continued to do because one session is not enough.
Oh yeah,
I hope they continue.
I would hope so too. Because a lot unfolds and you get to learn who you are and the reasons why you do things. And so I don't know.
It's just a way to organize your thoughts.
Yeah, it's great
talking about it.
Yeah,
when you have that many voices, you need someone who's going to say, okay, you talk. Let's
and
listen.
He's mentioned Rob has mentioned so many times that Kim always says you're a loser or
he did say
you're a lowlife or you're a loser.
That doesn't help at all.
It doesn't help.
Nope. No. And what do you guys think about the whole sock line thing? So he wanted to call his sock line Arthur George based off of his middle name. Mm-hmm. And then Kim and the girls, they were going to have like a higher end line called Robert George. And he thinks he's entitled,
name. This is a business deal. And his mom, their momager, should have regulated that.
Yeah.
And been like, Robert George, Arthur George, it's going to clash. And, with Kim, she should just not give him this one, but she should just fall back and be like, let me support you in whatever way I can support you because I am so blessed. She's been so blessed in so many things.
Right.
Like you mentioned, two perfume lines, Sears, whatever else, QVC. It's like, you need to be humble and you need to give back.
Yeah.
And this is your brother you're talking about. It's not even no stranger off the street. So I think she should have just been like, take it. And how can I help?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't understand from a branding perspective, why can't you just take Arthur George and that can also be, the higher, why can't it be all this under
men's
the same?
Dash.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Which I think is a great idea, by the way.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic to have a men's dash store. So.
Because I don't know if you heard, but she wants to be an individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know. She's going to have to work on that one. But maybe her relationship with Kanye is going to help, you know, her figure it all out.
Who knows? Who knows who she'll be with next season?
She needs to have a child. Or maybe not.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Mm-mm. It'll go either way.
I don't know. I mean, just, you know, from what last episode, we talked about the whole guardianship, you know, and how Courtney was like, well, you know, you'd be at home on Instagram, you know? And she was kind of true. You know, I don't think she's ready for that right now in her life. You know, I think she's still trying to build her name as an individual.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that when the time does come, I think she's going to have things in a totally different perspective, or she'll be a crappy mom.
I don't think she'll be a crappy mom. I mean, not with all the family support that she has around her. Yeah. She would never be a crap. They wouldn't allow that.
She just would need to settle down.
Yeah.
And stay home and
be a mom.
I love how they went to
put someone else first.
This is the last episode, but I love how they went to go get the fish. Mm-hmm. And Chloe's like, Kim's over there, take a picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
Chloe
just whizzes into the fish store, and then here comes Kim like, I'm going to go buy fish. You know? It's like, my goodness. You're getting fish. Where's Nemo?
Oh, that's funny. I like that.
He just wants to go home.
Yeah. And how cute was Scott in this episode? Like, we really got to see him really being dad, hands-on, you know.
Scott would have been right there.
Scott.
Our invisible Lord Disney.
Yeah. If you're listening, Susan just made this really weird hand gesture that I thought was like a butt rub or something.
Yeah, we need a little
Kardashian butt rub.
What were those?
Von Tutashi Jaime.
How cute was he, you know?
He's so cute.
So cute. So
Courtney.
Yeah.
He's like, when I come back, we're going to go in the pool, okay? And like Mason, he just talks.
And
like
where's that shrimp and rice?
Yeah, he talks like he's like an adult. He's like, where does this go?
So
and he's like, right here. And he's like,
cute.
Like, oh, like I knew that, you know? Like, he's just so smart.
He's so self-deprecating. I love when Oprah was interviewing. He's like, yes, I used to be an asshole. Yes, but did you know they like me now?
And they dropped the asshole bomb like six times.
Yeah, I know.
Oprah. Yeah, Oprah did too.
Like, yeah, you were an asshole. But I mean, Scott has come a long way. And he's one of my faves.
He's definitely come a long way. And it was really great seeing him just really connecting with his kid, you know, because I think in the beginning of the season, there was a lot against Scott. Scott this, Scott that, and Scott's not doing anything. And I think he's really made a big effort to be a better man, a better father, you know, and just be a part of that family. So
I can't wait till he comes here. I mean, we're
going
to have the cocktails ready for him because, you know, he's going to roll up in like some house shoes.
We got to pull out our red loafers.
Smoking jacket. Scott, what are you going to wear? That's what we want to know.
Yes.
What are you going to wear when you come to the AfterBuzz Studios?
We don't know if we should have champagne for you, if we should have vodka martinis.
Little Colt 45. We don't know.
Just water. Who knows? It's a Sunday.
It's not going to be water.
Father of two.
Well, true. Sunday fun day.
We're going to roll out the red carpet for you. So.
That's what we do. We continue the party here.
All right. I think we're ready for a little news and gossip, you guys. Did we miss anything?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so this past weekend, yesterday, Courtney and Chloe, they went to this baby shower for one of their, not their best friend, but it's their makeup artist. Her name is Joy Spinelli. It's in Beverly Hills.
Oh.
It's all over Instagram, pictures, all that kind of stuff. That was fun. Whatever. Shut up.
I'm like, this
somebody. You know, this week I was actually at a loss for finding a lot of good juicy gossip online.
That's a first.
It was just more like, okay, they're here, they're there, they're doing stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Do you guys follow Kim on Instagram?
Yeah.
No.
I just started. Yeah.
I seriously go through phases where I'll like unfollow her and then I'll start following her again. I don't know why. All she does is post pictures of herself. Or archived photos of herself.
Archived photos.
Yeah, like she'll like pull them out from old photos. She's, oh my gosh, I remember this photo shoot.
Throwback Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, Saturday, Friday.
And then she'll do like she'll have like a swimsuit shoot, fun in the sand. And she'll be like,
because that's not narcissistic at all.
All right, y'all.
But
nice.
She posted photos of her and a lot of photos of her and Kanye this week.
Oh, because they're always, you know, they're butt buddies.
Me and my baby. I miss my prince. I love my Kanye.
Oh, and you know what else? The Kardashians don't discriminate when it comes to size. They don't. They don't discriminate. They think that everybody can look fabulous. So their new Sears line, they're launching for plus size. It's going to be like sizes 18 to 24, comes out in October. So, I mean, that's going to open them up to an even larger, you know, market of people. The fact that they're going to, you know, allow their clothes and style and brand to be accessible to a bigger audience. What do y'all think about that?
I think they should have done that from the get-go.
I agree. But I, the fashion side of me, you have to usually do things like that in stages. You can't, like, just do it all at once, you know, when it comes from branding and all that. So I get it. But I liked hearing that. Let's see here. What else? Oh, I know. So Kris Jenner, basically she's saying that she really approves of Kim's relationship with Kanye. She's seeing a completely different side to her daughter.
Of course she's calmer. I could have sworn this bitch said that about Reggie. And with Kris Humphries.
Yeah.
Oops. I think that's like the same verbiage she used.
Hold on. Let me read.
Everybody.
I'm going to read this to you guys. Okay. She says she's calm and she's happy. She's content in her life right now. She told E! News. The Kardashian family matriarch continued, I think she's working hard and she loves what she's doing and she's passionate about her projects and she's loving life right now. Jenner also weighed in on whether she thinks West is the one. If she would recommend the couple have a TV wedding, should they decide to tie the knot? Now, we already know where that's going.
What did she say?
She said yes. It kind of...
Jinx!
Yeah. What'd she say?
She said yes. She said yes to another TV wedding.
Money in the bank. Yeah, right? Yeah, it was a video, and I wanted to have the video, but I don't think I have
I don't think that he would want
there.
That.
Yeah, I don't think that's a Kanye thing.
Nah.
I don't know.
He's too fly for that. He'll be like...
They would figure out a way to make it not as, you know... intrusive as all the other ones and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. Let's see here. What else?
Kim and Kanye take the world.
Take over the world.
That's what they want.
Take over the world. I think that's it. So, yeah, this week, news and gossip, like I said, wasn't
not
really...
Not as juicy, huh?
Not as juicy.
But the episode was juicy enough.
Yeah, this was a good episode. Yeah, I mean, we got to see...
It wasn't just,
very
emotional. Like, filler. I feel like a lot of it's just boring storyline, and this was actually, like, real stuff.
Yeah. All right, and scenes for the next, predictions, rather. Scenes for the next.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Predictions.
I hate when you do that.
Well, I mean, we got a big to be continued for next week with the whole therapy session, you know? So we see Rob really, really breaking down, getting very emotional. I think there's a lot more to this. To your point a little earlier, you mentioned that, you know, this has got to be... You know, this is a lot deeper than just what they're talking about. Yes. There's got to be some other issues that would cause this. Because, you know, like, he's a guy's guy, you know? Yeah. So to break down like that, there's got to be more to it. So.
You know what I've noticed, too? That his tattoos gradually get more... I mean, he's getting more tattoos. And I think that's his way of expressing his feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I don't think someone doesn't get tatted down overnight. And I know from last season to this season, he's done a lot of body work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, tattoos are very personal.
Interesting.
And I think he's...
And permanent.
So I think he's expressing his feelings through
And we kind of see, we kind of got a hint that the therapy session didn't really go well for them. Because you see Chloe talking to Rob about it. So... We'll see what happens.
I also think that they thought that they were just going to go to one therapy session, clear the air, and now everything is hunky-dory. That's what I think they thought. But now I think they got something completely unexpected out of this. Everybody was emotional. Everybody just had, you know, different feelings, different words. So I think this is going to go a lot further than what they expected.
Yeah,
so.
I agree.
But we love him, and we hope he gets into the studio soon.
Yes!
We will roll out the red carpet for Rob and Scott.
We'll do the show in our panties and underwear.
He's a married man. Well, basically.
Not Rob.
We will do the show in bra and panties.
Bra and panties?
Yeah,
It'll be a bra and panty t-shirt. You know,
you don't even wear bra and panties.
Let's keep it classy.
Deanna's got the good.
Speak for yourself.
All right, guys, let's go around the table. Where can everybody find you?
Hey, guys, I'm Susan Hahn. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at It's Susan Hahn. I'm the girl who rocks Louis Vuittons and
drinks
a 40. I changed that.
Oh.
A 40 out of a brown paper bag. I'm the girl who's always going to keep it real one bitch at a time. Please follow me.
Holla. And I'm Adria Theoretis. You guys can tweet and Instagram me at Adria Theo.
And And I'm Giselle Ugarte. You can find me on everything at Giselle Ugarte. Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter.
She's our social media queen.
MySpace.
And I'm Deanna Vaughn. You guys can find me on Twitter at GoToGirl, the number two. G-O. You can also find me at GoToGirlTV.com. What else? We want to remind you guys, rate us so high on iTunes. We love your comments.
We love
you guys. It's completely free. And hopefully we're going to have some fun guests really soon right here in the AfterBuzz Studios just for you.
You.
And you.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.